did that sort of thing, didn't it?
You didn't think anything like that had ever existed.
Yeah. Boy, wasn't it a great day.
Well, I tell you, if I had it all to do over, I don't know if I'd change anything.
Yeah, now that you can see how it turned out.
The way it's turned out, I would have lived a happy life.
Yeah.
I moved out there, when I got married, I had $40, every dollar in the world I had. And I had a little house here in town that I traded my buggy for after I got married. I finally traded it around, I worked in the barber shop. I'm a barber, I used to be a barber. And that picture I showed you up there, I had those two children when I moved. I had 60 acres out there. And I mortgaged it for $600. And I built me a little shack on it. It cost me about $180. And I built a little barn out there. And a barn horse. And I had one. And the fellow owned me said, I want this. My 15 acres. And I worked shop here down quite a little bit. Uh-huh. Kind of get along with my groceries. And then I stayed out there. I wound up with 1,200 acres. Had it all paid for.
Yeah,
I got 150 head cattle, and I give the kids all a good education. Uh-huh. I had five of them, and they're all doing pretty good now.
That's pretty important, isn't it? Pleasant to know that when you look at your children, you've done right.
Well, you feel kind of proud. You feel stuff to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. And you see all these rich people in towns who have not been that fortunate. They've had a lot of money and have tried to do everything they could for their children. And
we worked hard. Me and all the children worked hard. But I didn't spare nothing when I would send them to school. I let them go when I really needed them at home, but I managed to get by.
I think that hard work is pretty important, yeah.
I think hard work's good for kids. Mm-hmm. I sure believe it is. I believe it makes better men and women out of them.
Gives them a sense of values.
That's right. Learn them what to do.
That's, I don't know, I see that a lot in school where we get different types of students in. Some of them know what they're doing, some of them don't have any idea what they're doing.
Some don't really care, do they?
That's right. They just don't know what they're born for.
Don't.
And they'll never find out.
I think that when a kid has a hard time, it ain't a hard time. I don't call it a hard time. When they have to work, I think they ought to work.
You got to find your place.
But any time that you give a child all the money that he wants to go whatever and do what he wants, he gets to where he's not satisfied with anything, first thing you know, he'll be hijacking and doing first one thing and another, hot rodding cars and everything else.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Some people just think the world is there to amuse them.
Yeah, that's right.
If it doesn't amuse them, it's no good.
That's right.
Well, I guess we better get back to business here. What did you call those things that you put on top of a jug if you're going to pour something in?
I call it a cork.
Wow. And,
Oh, you're thinking about a funnel where you fill it up? Yeah.
Well, a cork, too, now.
That's where you stop it at.
What would you call it if it was made out of glass? Same thing?
I don't know. I never did see where you stopped to jug up with a glass.
Well, did your mother have a cruet for vinegar? Did you ever have one of those?
Yes, we've had vinegar jugs, we call it.
Well, I was thinking one you could put on the table. Ornate little thing.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what to call them. I don't know what to call them. She had they were fixed with a little glass stopper on it. Yeah. Yeah, I said we've had it.
You just told me. Stopper.
Yeah, stopper's what we used.
Isn't it funny how you try to think of something that won't come out?
Well, it'll be funnier to you when you get 25, 30 years older.
Oh, it's funny to me now. I try so hard for simple little words.
Many times I'll go up and start to tell somebody that I've known all my life and I can't say his name. He bothers me.
Oh, I have that trouble all the time.
You do?
Not that way, though, with people I've just met, before. And I've tried to work at it and memorize faces and remember names, and it's just almost as though I have no head at all.
I never forget a face, but I do forget names.